Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You just all kind of suggest a few minutes of your time.
Sure.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you race? White, African American,
White.
Pakistan? Thank you. Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress more to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable, 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA, 0 to 100.
75.
Thank you. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
80.
Thank you. Okay. Moving right along. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is important at all, and you can use the number between 0 and 10. Banning different tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, you just cut out. Can you repeat that one?
Yeah, banning different tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use, 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and older? Do you oppose or support? Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support Ouroboros, a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over. Support or oppose?
Support, somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit. Or more harm? Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there issues more important right now?
There's issues more important right now.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction and approach to focus on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The next one is prohibition and approach to focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. Which one do you think that they should be focused on more?
The second one.
Yeah, prohibition and approach to focus on ending all tobacco use. That one?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Now I'd like to reach some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all, and you can use the number between 0 and 10. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and population, suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Agree or disagree? 0 or 10?
4.
Thank you. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition does not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10.
4.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs when some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify what these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. We almost, we are 70%, we almost done. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Support.
strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support reports of ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Wine, yes or no?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
Yes.
Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No.
Beer, yes or no?
No.
Soda, yes or no?
Yes.
Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And we are 90% right now. We almost done. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's graduate degree.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay. are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
A single.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Work, the upper middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle class.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Yes or no?
No.
No. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a wonderful night. Take care. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.